Welcome aboard this Saturday morning. We are not exactly in St. Hubert's Cathedral. We're somewhere between the great states of Louisiana and South Dakota, headed a little bit later on for the Cajun invasion. Going to be heading up that way and getting a full few days of pheasant hunting in. But before we do that, we're going to update you on the latest information you need to know about where to go and what's going on down in Louisiana and the surrounding states. I had a great trip earlier this week. I went down to see Captain Kirk, one of our regular field reporters with Hackberry Rod and Gun. We were filming a show for Bayou Wild TV. Our editor, Chris Lecoq, our photographer, and also our co-host, Martha Spencer, ended up shooting 21 birds and recovered 17. Had a great time, but boy, it was another one of those deep freeze days. But our weather changes. Got up almost close to 80 in South Louisiana yesterday, but the good news is, and you'll hear this from our field reporters, we have got lots of speckled trout action. It's turned on all across the coast. With me this morning is not Martha Spencer. She's got the day off, but another voice that's semi-frequent on this show, Cherie Dubuque, my daughter. Cherie, glad to have you with us this morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much. Glad to be on the show this morning and ready to head out to South Dakota here shortly.
When was the last time you were on? How long has it been?
I actually think it was when we were on our pilgrimage to South Dakota last year.
So it's kind of like a one-year anniversary having you back on, huh? And, of course, the first time you were actually on or working back was, 29, 30 years ago?
Yes, exactly. when I was seven.
Well, I understand. When you were seven, okay. Well, we've got a lot to talk about this morning. Oh, don't forget to text us. We got our buddy Toby sent us a text in. Y'all forgot he and his buddy Gary, that are regular listeners, have actually qualified to fish a big tournament. They're headed out this morning, right?
Yeah, from Leesburg, Florida. They got the Skeeter up, and they're headed out for the Bassmaster Team Championship.
Well, good luck to those guys out there. Also, if you'd like to tell us who you are, where you are, what you got going on, we'd love to hear from you. 870-870. We're just a text away. Send that to us and sit back and enjoy the program. Get yourself another cup of coffee. And as we take you out into the great outdoors, you know, a lot of you are working during this time. And I know a lot of the plants keep the radio show on, and we are certainly glad to entertain you while you work. It's easy to do on your radio, your iPad, your cell phone. And don't forget, we're on from 7 until 9 on a special program following this one called More Outdoors. And you can check that out on the live stream on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Going to have some special guests. Glenn Shore of Standard Mapping Services has got some exciting news about his products. The One Cards is a new development that people have been waiting for a long time. We're also going to talk to the author of a really well-written book called The Hunter's Way. Craig Raleigh is going to join us. And we're going to talk to Rebecca Larkins, who is the refuge manager at Bayou Sauvage and Big Branch National Wildlife Refuges. They got a lot of special events coming up, including a visit from the Fat Man this Christmas. So we'll tell you all about that. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just 3 minutes with the beginning of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, welcome back into The Outdoor Show. Cherie, you remember talking to Robbie Campo?
Absolutely. Been talking to Robbie Campo for a long time.
Well, let's talk to him some more. He's down there at Shell Beach. Robbie made a really good, successful deer hunt up in Canada in the last couple of weeks, but he's back home now. Rob, the speckled trout seem to be biting and tearing up down there lately, huh?
Don, your radio, your phone coming in all cracked up, but yeah, the speckled trout all biting. I could have heard you, yes. Places, you know, local spots right around the house here, around the marina, I should say. Right by the fort, you know, in Duluth Canal and the eastern shoreline of Lake Barn, Bayou Gallego, Lena Lagoon, up the ship channel about 3 miles. Been catching fish, man. It's been ongoing all week, man. It's just, and I don't see today being any different. I think you're going to catch them again today.
All right, very good. Rob, what's been the tactic lately, some of the spots that people are going to be headed out?
Well, like I said, Biloxi Marsh has still been really, really well. They've been doing really well all over there. Up the ship channel from the place here, going maybe 2-3 miles. Like I said, the local spots right in the front here by the fort, LaBeouf's Ditch, the Lutz Canal, the eastern shoreline. Plenty of redfish still in the marsh. you know, over in Hope, if you want to go to the Hopedale side, over in the Rosita, the Hopedale Lagoon, Lake Amity, Lake Amita, all that stuff, Lake Robin, places have been on fire, man. They've been catching a lot of fish over there. So, you know, once one thing starts, it all starts. You know, Don, it's just like it explodes. And I mean, you can't ask for the fishing to be any better than it is right now. You know, I think the rain is going to be out of here already this morning. We haven't gotten anybody down here yet because people usually like to wait a little bit later and at this time of the year to come out. But they caught plenty of fish yesterday, and I think they'll get them again today.
Rob, we've had a couple of really hard cold fronts come through lately. How's the bait situation? Has that been affected by these cold fronts?
Well, somewhat, a little bit, but we still got plenty on hand. The boats are taking a little bit longer to catch them. It's not as easy as it was before these fronts happened, I'll tell you. But we still got plenty of shrimp on hand. So don't let that stop you from coming. And that's what they're biting on, man. They like that live shrimp, boy. I tell you, that's been a ticket, man. For the last week here, everybody's been they've been trying plastic, but they've been going back to live shrimp. I even had people come back in and buy live shrimp, but buy more because they ran out. So take some shrimp with you because it's your insurance policy. If you just to have them with you, you might get some on plastic, but have some live bait with you.
Robbie, we're closing out the first split of the duck season. How's the Biloxi Marsh been this week?
Well, I tell you, Don, the Biloxi Marsh did not do very well for the first weekend. It worked out good, but the guys that's been hunting in the Biloxi Marsh and on a WMA, some guys kill, some guys don't. More guys are, not getting their limit, then getting the limit. It's been tough. The Biloxi Marsh has been, not too good for the first split so far. But, we really hadn't had any weather to bring ducks down this way to make that place. Now, on the outer end of the marsh, they have some birds on the outer end of the marsh, but that's not WMA. I mean, it's all private property. But they do have some, but I don't know if it's all a combination of everybody shooting and the birds just trying to rest someplace where they're not getting shot up. But the few that's down here. But we didn't get a whole lot of birds down for the first split. And we got some duck hunters out this morning. They're going to try it again and see if they can, last weekend, last hoorah for the first split. So they're going. So we'll see when they come in. they're optimistic. They think they're going to kill at least a limit. So I said, better than sitting home. So they're going. They're going to try it. I mean, we'll see when they get in. I don't know.
How's Stacy the hog hunter doing?
Well, Stacy, she hasn't been hog hunting much, but she's about ready to get back at it. She's been just kind of doing the grandbaby thing, and we got new grandbabies all over, and we got some more coming. We got another one coming in January, so she's just been kind of putting that on the back burner for a little bit, and just dealing with grandkids. So, and she's loving every minute of it. So. That's what she's been up to lately.
Now, who would have ever thought? Give up a hog hunt to spend time with the grandchildren.
Yeah, right. So, but like I said, if anybody's coming down and they want to try fishing today, make a left at that bridge and come on down and see us. And we're waiting on you, and we'll get you out there and get you fishing.
Well, Robbie, we're happy to have you live on Saturday mornings, but if somebody wants to call you during the week, a lot of times people don't know what the conditions are. They hadn't been out in a while, and before they make the run down there, they want to kind of get an idea of what they're looking at. Give them the telephone number they can write down on their calendar or put it into their phone so they'll have it as a record.
All right. Well, they could call us at area code 504-239-6377, or they could call us at area code 504-239-5165.
All right, sounds good, Rob. We'll catch up with you again next week, my friend. Thanks
for
the report.
All right, buddy. Talk to y'all next week. All right, bye-bye.
All right, Cherie, we getting some text messages in?
Yes, I thought tadpoles like water, but tadpole said he's up in the deer stand and it's raining, so I hope this one happens to have a dry hunt today. And then, Jerry, we are going to check out that weather in South Dakota. Last time I checked, it was utterly cold, but thanks for the wishes of good luck for our hunting trip coming up.
Yeah, I think we're looking at single digits for part of the time next week, and maybe a little snow.
I hear snow and both single digits.
Winter Wonderland. We're on our way. All right, we'll be right back after this and catch up with Captain Tofield Bourgeois and talk about the Cajun Pocahontas, who was featured on Bayou Wild TV this week. All that and more coming up right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Cherie, from Shell Beach, we now head to maybe Lafitte or maybe Red Dirt, Mississippi. This time of year, we never know where we're going to find Captain Tofield Bourgeois and Ginger Janae. Tofield, y'all up in Mississippi today, or are you down in Lafitte?
We're down in the bayou by spirit. By spirit, yeah. On the inside, we're down the bayou. But, yeah, this is our 7-on, 7-off, since you got the coon dog every 7 days. So this is his he's away, so we go play. So we up north there, cuz. We up in the red dirt country, man. And I heard you talking about her little show to put on the Bayou Wild, man. It's definitely I watched it yesterday. So a very nice portrayal of Miss Ginger. So
that's a real compliment from you, because I know you never watch television.
No.
You're too busy.
I watch it online. But, yeah, I definitely
Well,
check it
you
out.
Know, we had good story material. She is quite a story. Yeah. She really is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, right now, 66 degrees. It's hot. It's not really it's great fishing weather, but it's not really good, say, deer hunting weather. But, you know, she gone. So I done made a big pot of coffee, and when we got here yesterday, we made a little wrap and checked on some of the cameras we have that wasn't sending texts to her phones. She went out there, beat him with a stick, got him working right, and seen some deer that she has not been seeing. So she's got I think she has 7-8 points. I texted you a couple pictures of some that she's looking at right now, and
yeah, we drooling looking at them. Yeah, that's quite a dude that she's stalking there. Hopefully,
yeah,
this will
oh,
be
yeah,
the year so, she gets him. What do you estimate the age on that deer to be?
I don't know, man. It just, you know, they don't never really give you a great shot, but the bigger ones, I sent you two good shots, and we're going to post them on a website, y'all, so y'all can check them out, see what we're looking like. But I'm thinking they probably right there, you know, 4-year-old, 5-year-old deer max. You know, I can give you some really good, confident information on fishing. But on animals, you know, I don't spend that much time with them. But just through talking to people and biologists, based off his facial structure and all the books that I've read, I think he's right there. So I think this is the year we need to get him. You know, so we definitely need to get him now, because they're going to start going the other way. Like me, they're going to start getting a turkey neck. They're going to start getting wrinkles around their eyes. They're going to start getting old. I ain't losing no horns yet, but I'm just thinking. I think it is it's time. He's at his maturity right now, and I've seen that happen. We had one we let go. He was an 8, he was a 10, he was a 12. I was like, man, he'll be a 14 next year. He wound up being a 6 point.
No.
You know,
yeah.
So we waited
too
long.
Well, you know, there's some bad news from Mississippi that came out. You know, they found a third buck with that CWD. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But, you know, it's kind of steadily spreading in the state of Mississippi, and I notice Alabama's got billboards up for their hunters to try to prevent bringing in the state, and it's just a few miles from the Louisiana border. So it's probably inevitable, you know, but hopefully we won't have to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. It's like pigs. My neighbor, I stopped and got some butane yesterday. My neighbor said that we haven't seen pigs ever, and he said he killed 2 last week. So they uh-oh. She don't like that either. So she said, well, I'm going to hunt. I'm going to bring an AR for the pigs. Then I'll shoot my deer with a bow and arrow, but I'm gonna bring an AR and a rocket launcher for these pigs if they come out here, because we don't want no pigs, man. But you know, we'll see what's going on. But we'll talk a little fishing, cuz. I mean, like he was saying about the redfish over there, man. We got the same thing. So it's almost like you'd be nuts not to go catch redfish right now, because Lafitte's loaded. I think the whole Gulf Coast is loaded with a lot of great fishing reports on redfish. The guys been fishing all week long. We got actually 16 there right now. We got a big group from Birmingham. We got some from St. Louis. Got a mixed bag down the bayou right now, but they having great time eating some good food, catching a lot of redfish. But still can't give you nothing on a trout, man. The water was coming up. I was thinking it was going to turn, get some good trout reports. And actually yesterday afternoon, I had a few boats going to take a look, because they caught their limit in the morning of redfish. It had changed species, so they went out, and I haven't talked to yet about how they did yesterday afternoon, but it's been good, Don. So I mean, like I said, 66 degrees up here. It's definitely I wouldn't want to be sitting in the stand. It's just a little hot. I don't feel it. But you know, like my grandpa said, you're not gonna kill them sitting in the camp. But I mean, I got a big pot of community coffee. I got fire going. you know. I got fog.
Why would you leave, huh?
Yeah, why would you leave? I'm sitting in a truck right now, and I got fog kind of coming in, you know, as we're sitting here. And in my driveway, I got a little spike right now. So it's like, you know, so he's walking. You know, I see him, and, you know, I'm sitting there with the truck. I got a diesel truck running. I got the Q-beam, not a Q-beam, but I got the my LEDs and my grill lit up, and he acts like I'm not even here. So he knows that I'm not that mad. Now, Jenny's going to be mad when I take a picture of him and show him that, you know, here's a little fella walking around here. So she said, well, maybe his daddy's walking. So that's the game
like
plan.
Like you said in the Bayou Wild TV piece, she's mad at everything. So be careful.
Yeah, she's mad.
Don't get mad at you.
Yeah, no,
she's
no.
Got too many. She's proficient with too many weapons.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I made a coffee this morning and got on the way and patted on the head. You go get him, girl. I'm just going to sit here and make you a nice fire. But like I said, 66 is not, it's not fire time. But for me, it's just this is my recharge time, man. So I got. Yeah.
What are y'all cooking up there at the camp today? How y'all eating up there? Y'all eating pretty good?
We're eating all right, man. Actually, what she does is she pre-cooks home and brings up. So last night we had actually stuffed artichoke and deer meat spaghetti. Last night. Ooh. And today we're going to have some smothered backstrap today for lunch. So we're not hurting, cuz. We're not hurting at all. You know, and then Darren
is. All we got around here is pepper jack boudin balls. That's all we got.
Oh, that, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, cuz. Nothing wrong with that at all. So, I mean, I got wild hog, too. Darren killed a hog over there down
there. Oh, yeah?
And we brought some backstrap up here, so we're going to fry some of that tonight. And stopped at Haydell's yesterday and grabbed some eclairs. I'm going to invite my neighbor over and have some wild hog backstrap and some chocolate eclairs from Haydell's Bakery, man. So it sounds like a rough time out in the woods.
Yeah, you know, you like the guy bringing the lighter, the cigarette lighter to the caveman, bringing some of that food up in Mississippi. You know,
oh,
you're
yeah.
Not used to that.
Yeah, no, we bribe the neighbors and the animals. We try to do them all, but get everybody happy over here. But it's December 1, Don, so it's time to start thinking about Christmas, man. So it's it is right upon us. So I try to do my shopping online. So I'm going to try to do that today. But I know a lot of people already are actually getting gift certificates and stuff for us. So that's something y'all, you know, is right around the corner, man. As much as y'all don't want to admit, it is going to come really, really quick. So if y'all want to do something, y'all give Josie a shout.
Yeah, for people not familiar with for shopping for a charter fishing trip, you gave some tips on the Bayou Wild TV show. They might tune that in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Get the idea, because you can buy that online. You ain't got to. You can pick up the phone and, you know, call Josie,
right.
Or you can go online and do it.
Yeah, definitely. You the messengers, the Facebook, whatever. But what we're talking about, y'all, is just you're choosing your right guide. You're choosing your area if it's going to be beneficial to you. If you just want to learn terrain and learn areas and, like, water depth and how to, choose a guide that's going to be most informative for you, who's going to help you out and help you be beneficiary where you're going to fish at in your own backyard. So it makes sense to hire a local guide. If you want to try different areas, just stick with a guide who's going to share that knowledge, man. If you're out there just to fill ice chests, yeah, a lot of people can go do that. But in reality, you want to share the knowledge of – that's what I try to do. You know, 25 years of doing this professionally and, I guess, 45 years of actually fishing out here, or maybe, I guess, more. But it's just a deal of, just try to get the most you can out of life. And like I said, you know, share the info. And just as an individual, always want to share positive information with everyone. You know, just kind of pass
yeah,
no that
reason
on
why
forward.
You can't do both. Load the boat up, but also load up the educational aspect of it too.
Yeah,
give us the contact
man.
Information, the Josie hotline, and also the website.
The whole deal. Cool. All right, y'all. Definitely, you can check out the deers that Ginger's hunting at right now. She's pursuing, but then go to NewOrleansFishing.com. Check that out. Remember, on Tuesday, we do Tofield Tuesday on Facebook, which is at 6:30 every Tuesday. No matter where we're at, we're going to go live, and we're going to talk about fishing, hunting, whatever topic. Say derives at that moment. Or y'all can give old Joe Linda a holler at the 504-341-5614. She'll get you set up, guys. So y'all take it easy, man, and we'll catch y'all next Saturday, and we'll see what this week gives us. That'll work. Right.
Sounds good to me. Take care, Toe. We'll see
all right,
you next week, buddy.
Take it easy. All right, man.
Hey, there he goes, Captain Tofield Bourgeois with our Cajun Louisiana man report in Mississippi's and behind enemy lines. Not really. They welcome us over there. We welcome them. Coming back after this, Cherie's got some text messages he's been taking notes on. You want to drop us one? 870-870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And also, Cherie Dubuque is with us, eldest daughter of my three.
We're on our way to Draper, South Dakota for a little bit of pheasant hunting later on today. Be up there next week in some single digits, getting away from the muggies we got here along the Gulf Coast. You know, Sherry, we were talking with Tofiel about the chronic wasting disease in deer. Well, they've got a third case that has been showing up now in Mississippi. According to the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks, it was a two-year-old doe that was taken in Issaquena County this month, 6 miles north of where the first one was discovered back in January. That was a four-year-old buck that tested positive for CWD. It was just a few miles from the Louisiana border on the east side of the Mississippi River. The second deer that had CWD in Mississippi was in Pontotoc County in the northeast part of the state, about 130 miles northeast of the other cases. So this indicates it's not confined to one small area. It's probably in other areas, and I think as more and more deer are tested, we're probably going to find more of a spread. And hopefully, still never been a case in Louisiana or Alabama, and hope there never will, but things are not looking that bright. But please adhere to the rules and regulations about transporting deer carcasses into the state. None of the spinal cord or brain material should be contained when you come back into the state. All right, well, right after this quick station identification pause, Cherie's going to update us on some of your text messages that are coming in at 870-870. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll do that right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Sherry, what's the news this morning? I understand we got a Bubba Chuck report came in, and we're going to have to make that a regular feature. Bubba Chuck and Uncle Don Don and Rabbit, they're getting to be more popular than anybody else on this show.
Yeah, well, we got a couple of our regular characters chiming in this morning. You know, we've been doing a lot of talking about this muggy, warm weather that we're having outside, but I'll tell you, it's really not stopping Bubba Chuck and family from going out. They said they've got a good sighting on a bunch of duck and geese out in Gaydon, so they're heading out to try give it a hand out there this morning. Our good friend from the Mobile area, the Irish Coon, asked, he said the reds are hitting, and so in spite of the weather, people are trying to get out. Now the tomato lady, she says the tomato market won, so she went ahead and skipped the duck blind this morning.
All those tomatoes, baby. What else we got?
So when we talk to Mike, what we'll want to do is try to give an update on what's going on at the Slidell Pier. We got some folks asking. So again, weather not fantastic, but people are trying to get out in the outdoors this morning.
Yeah, that pier in Slidell, unfortunately, it's in a good spot, but conditions have to be optimum to catch fish there. You can pretty much always catch the bottom feeders like the drum and the sheep's head and maybe some redfish, but the speckled trout there are kind of finicky, and you got to really get the right conditions. Right now, and it may have changed with this little bit of a warm-up, and I'll ask Mike Gallo about that, but the last time he and I went out, which was last week, we were finding them in very deep water, 17 to 20 feet, to get that warmth that they seek. So they kind of seek that comfort level, and that water there by the Slidell Pier is not quite as deep as other areas and therefore doesn't hold the warmer temperatures. But anyway, we'll find out from Mike what the chances of catching a few fish in that area are. We got lots more field reporters, and if you want to send us a text message, we'd love to hear from you. 870-870. And coming up right after this break, we're going to try to make contact with Captain Kirk, taking us boldly where no man goes before. We went there earlier this week, Martha Spencer, Chris LeCocq, and I, and had a great duck hunting trip. Had planned a cast and blast, but the cast was not going to happen with those high winds, but the blast certainly did. We'll tell you about it and get his recap of the first split of the duck season out in southwest Louisiana. Coming back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Sheree, it looks like we're going to have to wait a few minutes to get a report from Captain Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun. He's getting his customers loaded into the blind for the second to last day hunt of the first split. But Martha Spencer and I and Chris LeCocq, we had been planning on making a cast and blast, which is a combination of fishing and hunting trips there earlier this week. And the weather was just really against us on the fishing. I mean, the wind was blowing, the water was dirty, but it was pretty good conditions for duck hunting. And I got to tell you, those guys over at Hackberry Rod and Gun really have it all together when it comes to putting on the duck hunts. I mean, they've got it where lodge is beautiful. It's an easy little short run to the blind. He's got solid wall blinds. Some of them are fiberglass, and others they have marsh grass woven together so thickly that it actually breaks the wind. So you're kind of down in there in this little cubby hole, you know, and he's got the decoys set out. He's got a great staff of other guides, and his dog was there with us, and you're going to see some of this. In fact, it'll be on the Fish and Game Report on WWL Channel 4 Television in New Orleans, and it'll be on my website. That'll be coming up next Thursday, and then in a future episode of Bayou Wild TV, we'll show you that. Martha was all excited. She shot her first pintail.
Well, I tell you what, Martha, she really enjoys the outdoors. I know I saw a segment not only with shooting pigtail, but quail with you guys, and Lainey, and then the girls, the GSP girls out there. But it sounds like you guys had a good time out there doing some duck hunting.
Well, she works real hard at it, too. Not only does she enjoy it and have fun, but she really works hard. Now, last week, she was on the radio with me, and she left when we got off the air at 9 o'clock. She went and got a kayak, put it in the back of her truck, paddled a mile and a half down a canal, got into a cypress swamp, climbed up a tree, shot a doe, dragged it over 100 yards through the swamp and the cypress stumps and the muddy water and the grass, put it back in the kayak, and was headed back home with it. But fortunately, someone she knew was coming by in a bay boat and put the kayak, her and the deer in there, and she didn't have to paddle all the way back. But that's quite an outdoors woman, I'll tell you that. We're proud to work with her, too, on the show, both the radio and the TV. Who else are we hearing from on our text messages? We had Captain Sam. That's Captain Sam Barbera. He's in Slidell this morning. He's staying at Mike Gallo's new lodge, which is a beautiful place. I've stayed there myself. He's got a crew in from North Carolina, and I'm sure they're headed out to catch some fish, and we'll be talking to Mike in about another 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, it looks like, again, regardless of the weather, folks are trying to get out. So Captain Sam is taking his crew out from North Carolina. Hopefully that they'll have a good day, at least in the fishing realm, not necessarily the weather per se.
Uh-oh, we got somebody having trouble finding our Bayou Wild shirts in 3X and 4X. Can only find the 2X. Can I help? Sorry, I can't. We don't have 3X and 4X, but I'm going to make a suggestion to our producer that we do get those. We've got the long sleeve dry fits. We got the soft tees. You got one of both. Which one do you like the best?
I actually enjoy my T-shirt, you know, but I'm a T-shirt kind of gal, hanging around the barn and out with the dogs and everything. So that works perfectly for me. But I do actually wear my long sleeve. It's a good fit, dry fit underneath my coveralls for those occasionally chilly days at work when I'm loaded up in the FRC. Makes a difference.
Well, if you go to BayouWildTV.com on our website, there's a link there that takes you there to the Bayou Wild collection. We've got the caps. We've got the visors in now. And I guess I'm going to have to convince them to go to 3 and 4X shirt size shirts on. I know we were sold out temporarily on the XLs for the men, but I think they're back in stock. They make great Christmas gifts, too, by the way.
Yeah, and you brought Blake the orange, and so I think that's going to do well for double duty in the field hunting the pheasants as well as out on the water, the long sleeves. So I think that's a perfect opportunity to give somebody where our weather is semi-mild here, something that they can use for the blast and the boat.
Yeah, we're giving out some Christmas gift ideas in case you're not catching it. But the orange one is actually a Coastal Performance product. They're another one of our sponsors, and they have sent us some really good pants. They specialize in camo and fishing wear that's light and very airy and dry for the coastal area. It's not stuck. Now, you can wear it as a base layer. It would be good for that, too. But that's a nice pattern, too. Coastal Performance. The other is Bayou Wild. It's got our logo on the T-shirts and the dry fits. And you can order those. In fact, we're at a discount right now. You can save 20%. And it's on there, you know, Wild Bayou, Wild. It's just Wild 2018, and that'll get you a 20% off discount right now. So for those of you who are thrifty shoppers, now's the time to get you stock up on those shirts. Also want to mention this, too. Those of you who hunt on wildlife management areas, and I do some of that on areas, you know, when you go in, you have to get the little card at the check-in station, fill out part of it, drop it into a box, then you take the part with you, keep it as a permit, and then when you leave, you fill out the little questionnaire about how long you hunted, what you bagged, and you drop that part in. It also serves to put on your vehicle as a parking permit. Well, they've made that a lot simpler now. Those self-clearing permit stations still going to have the ones that you handwrite, but if you go to Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website, which is wlf.louisiana.gov, and if you can remember this, put /apps or just search for it. You can get the new self-clearing permit application on your phone, your iPhone. So that is much, much easier now, and it's available both Android and for Apple platforms and systems. So making it simpler than ever to be legal when you get into the outdoors. All right, we're going to be right back after this, and we're going to check in with Daryl Carpenter, take you down to Grand Isle, find out what's happening on the island way down Highway 1. Back to do that right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio. Sheree, have you ever forgiven Daryl Carpenter for dropping your lemon fish off the dock and losing that beautiful lemon fish?
Well, I'm still working on it, but I'm getting close.
Daryl, I don't think you're ever going to live that down, my boy.
A sore that's never going to close.
You'll have to make it up some kind of way. Now, what's going on down on the island this weekend?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Cherie does some horse and stuff. So yeah, it's an open fistula, if you will. It's been pretty good, Don. I mean, the fishing's been a little slow from the business aspect. I mean, you know, Grand Isle is dead this time of the year, but man, when you do make it out on the water, then the fish have been really good. I mean, buddies of mine that fish up and down Highway 1, all the way from the old Highway 1 in Leeville all the way down to Grand Isle, you know, this week they all caught limits of speckled trout, had a few reds mixed in. The folks going in boats, same thing. We're starting to get a mixed bag come in. Now, the conditions this week are totally opposite of what we had last week. I mean, last week was low water, high big tide swings. This week with that south wind that we've had blowing, the water's back up high, real high. So, I mean, fish are still there. You just got to change your tactics a little bit. The reds are back up in the grass, and the specks are in the deeper canals and on the points and out in the middle of the bays because there's more water in it. It's just, you know, like I said, you got to change almost daily because the weather changes daily, but the fish are still doing well.
Darryl, we are out of state right now, so I don't have access to a lot of information. What is the system down there? Is that rain coming up off the Gulf? Is it a front moving through? Because everybody's texting us and talking about rain in the area.
It's a little bit of both, Don. It's a little system that started down. Kind of a little system started off the coast of Texas, but the tail end of a cold front's kind of picked it up. It looks like it's cleared pretty much the west side of the state, and it looks like it's probably going to, you know, it's probably going to hang out the majority of the day. And I think we got another strong cold front coming through Saturday or Sunday or Monday. That's supposed to Sunday night, Monday morning. That's supposed to push it all out of here. But I mean, the rain is spotty. Now some of it that hits, I mean, go prepared. Know your boat's capability, know your capability, but you can still fish in it. I mean, last night we had some come through about midnight with Grand Isle, had some winds, you know, 20, 25 miles an hour. And that really pushed the tide up high. But, I mean, it's down about 7 miles an hour right now with an occasional storm passing through. It shouldn't be anything to stop you, not today.
Darryl, someone asked about the Slidell Fishing Pier a little earlier. And, you know, you got a real popular pier down there in Grand Isle right by Bridgeside. Have you talked to any of the fishermen or gotten any reports of fish catching on that bridge over there?
Yeah, well, this past year they hit it mostly at night. There was a whole lot of, you know, later in the season there was a whole lot of white trout with some specks mixed in. That's kind of died off now, and they're you know, fishing mostly the bull reds. The state park pier too, and I understand the state park pier is fixing to get a big overhaul, and I think they're going out into the Gulf even further. But the state park pier has got some bulls on it, and that's pretty much what's going on at the Grand Isle Bridge right now is the bull reds. A lot of the specks, people are getting off the bridge and starting to walk up and down the side of the road. There's the fish there are even better. I mean, even in the ditches, in the spots where it's not opening up to the big ponds, where you just got a ditch running alongside the road, they're catching fish in that. So, I mean, it's you know, a heyday, so to speak, and it should only get better as we get the next couple of cold fronts in. But the specks and all up and down the side of the road have been the story this past week.
You know, people fishing off that bridge, sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for because you can hook those bull reds, like you say, and getting them up, whatever that is, 15, 20 feet up onto that bridge is not easy. So what I've seen people do is they'll bring some type of a net, sometimes a good sturdy crab net might work on a long line, and then swim the fish over and pull it up with the net to be able to get that fish up and then unhook it and release it if that's what you're going to do, or keep your one over 27. But don't go there undergunned with thinking you're just going to winch that fish up that bridge. It ain't going to happen. Darryl, before you go, how do you handle gift certificates for RealScreamers.com for Christmas?
Oh, we take the credit cards over the phone usually is how they do it. Some people mail in some checks, and from there we print one out. If you've got a capability of printing it, we'll email you a gift certificate that you can print yourself, or, you know, we'll print one out and mail it back to you so you'll have it to give to someone. We do several of them a year. It's, you know, it's the time of the year to start really pushing it out.
And just an open-ended date on it, right?
Yeah. Anytime you buy it, it's good for 365 days. So, I mean, you know, you can't necessarily, if you're given a gift certificate, you can't always pick the person's day because you don't know what their schedule is. But whenever we send them out, they're good for a year. and just have the individual call, you know, pay for how many ever spots you want and give it to the individual and let them call, set their own day.
Sounds good. RealScreamers.com and the telephone number?
225-937-6288.
All righty, Darryl, thank you so much for the report. Y'all have a good weekend down there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
And y'all be careful up there, Don. I understand the earth did some shaking up there yesterday, up a little bit further north where you going.
Well, yeah, it shook up real bad in Alaska. In fact, that road that had some really bad pictures is one that we travel between Anchorage and Seward. Hate to see that. Thanks again, Darryl. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
All right, coming up in the second hour, we got Mike Gallo, we got Ryan Lambert, we got Brendan Bayard with a Paddler's Report, and a bad boy of the outdoors to tell you about. We are going to be right back after this quick timeout. Cherie and Don Dubuque on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.